How do you look at the future? The scripture says in Psalms 103 that God redeems your life from destruction. We don't have to be afraid of the destruction, even though we feel destruction may be coming. We don't have to be afraid of it because we have God on our side. And when we have God on our side, we have a great future. We get good things to look forward to. I think the world is going to go on for quite a while yet. That's only my personal opinion. Lord Jesus could come back today. And therefore, I have a sense of responsibility in laying down the foundation for our future generations to live by. Because whatever is legislated today will become commonplace in the next generation. For your children, for your grandchildren. So you and I have to have the right thinking. If we change our thinking, we can change our future. And so if we can change our thinking by what comes out of our mouth, because sometimes our words come out and they end up hurting somebody, and we don't want to hurt somebody because we had thoughtless thinking, or thoughtless speaking, I should say. Thoughts are unspoken words. We can change our future by changing our thought life. Because when we change our thought life, we will change our words, and words are very, very powerful. By your words, you will be justified, and by your words, you will be condemned. Romans 12:2. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is good and acceptable and the perfect will of God. Don't take your thought life from looking at what's happening in the world. Take your thought life from the Word of God and things that are happening in heaven. So if we will renew our minds by the Word of God, we begin to think heavenly thoughts, and then we will be able to discern what God has for the future for us. If we cannot see God's Word, we're not going to be working toward it. But if we wait on God, if we worship before Him, and I'll tell you folks, whether you do it or not, doesn't change it. The fact that you taking the time to worship in His presence, that will transform you. You see, the devil is in a battle for worship. He desires worship. If he can get people to worship him, that's what he wants, because when it all said and done, you belong to whomever you worship. And so at the end of this life, it'll be told who have you been worshiping. And whoever you worship, you belong to, so you'll go with them. Interesting thought, isn't it? Well, I say, if we put ourselves in a place of worshiping God, we begin to get familiar with the things of God and the things of heaven. Let me read you a couple of scriptures. Jeremiah 31:17. There is hope in your future, says the Lord, that your children shall come back to their border. So how do you live in the future concerning your children? Well, you declare over them, my children are children of the kingdom of God. My children belong to Jesus. My children honor their parents. As you declare those things, you're calling the future into the present. These things you're believing, you see the manifestation of them in the future, but you're speaking as if they already exist. We call things that are not as though they were. That's what the Bible says. God, that's the way God functions. Amen. Don't say negative things about your children. Don't say negative things about your grandchildren. Speak over them. My children are taught of the Lord. Grace of the Lord is upon them. Well, the Bible says in 1 John that you have an anointing resting on the inside of you. And that way, when you're conscious of that fact and you begin to tell somebody who might be having a difficult time, and the Lord prompts you to speak to somebody, when you begin to share with them, things begin to happen because the presence of heaven is with you and begins to influence them. You are putting your words out, and your words are echoing into the future. What power we have. God has put in our tongue a powerhouse for good or for evil. I've set before you, God says, life and death, blessing and cursing. Choose life so that things will go well with you and your children. Every time you choose life, you're not only doing it for yourself, you're doing it for your kids. Your children are recipients of the life that you choose. And you're presenting a pathway for them to do great and awesome things in the days ahead, in the future. Your children are precious. Speak life into them. Make your home a heavenly atmosphere. God has a great future for us. But it's up to us to chart that course for the future. If we will enjoy the present a whole lot better.